Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Erica Busarhaney with us, works with the Afterlife Grief Synchronicity and Beyond the Grave Communication. She examines how our deceased loved ones are often present, but they are invisible, like the love and faith. And here's Erica back on Coast to Coast. Hello, Erica.
Hello. It's such a great pleasure to come back. I always love joining the show. I love to hear your voice. I love being up in the wee hours of the night.
And we are looking forward to meeting you October 14th in Columbus, Ohio at our live stage show event.
Oh, yes. I look forward to having all of Coast to Coast fans come on out. I will actually be doing reading, so you can meet me in person and come and get a reading. And I think it's just going to be a wonderful experience for everybody. You have such a great list of speakers, and it's going to be really fun because we get to dress up, and oh, I can't wait.
How are you going to handle 300 people in line for readings before the show?
One at a time. I look forward to it. I love the challenge.
Pretty fast, too.
Yeah.
The show has been delayed 5 hours because Erica's in the lobby doing readings, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I could see that happening. But, you know, I'll be there the whole time. So in between breaks, you know, I'll be right outside so y'all can definitely check me out.
How did you get involved in being a psychic medium, Erica?
Well, you know, I am like many. It's a genetic thing for me. It sometimes is passed down through heredity. And my mom, my grandmother, and a lot of other family members have that intuition. They don't always work as psychics, you know, but I chose to do it as a profession. But I do believe that psychic intuition, everybody has it, and we use it every day, you know, without labeling it being a psychic or a medium.
And what is the difference between psychic and medium?
Well, you know, the easiest way to explain psychic and medium to people is the medium is I hear and talk to dead people. You know, the psychic basically reads the energy. You know, a lot of times psychic people will convey messages from spirit or from, you know, as a medium from time to time. You know, they might use divination tools like tarot, automatic writing. But with mediums, we're a little different. We bridge with the spirit world, and that's where the term medium comes from, is we meet them in the middle, and we talk with the dead. They talk to us through telepathy, and they relay messages from heaven in the afterlife. And, you know, I strive to be an evidential medium, as many do, because we want to, we don't want to be vague. We want to have the who, what, when, where, how, and the names and all of that stuff that spirit passes on. But that's the simplest thing. I always say, psychics are psychics, mediums are born. Not everybody is a medium, but we definitely are just like Sixth Sense, the movie. We see and talk to dead people.
Did you get help, assistance from people, or did you teach yourself?
I did a little bit of both, George, but, you know, really, honestly, I checked out who taught one of the top mentors at the time, very impressed with John Edwards, so I went, reached out to Sandy Anastasi. She is one of the only, I think, you know, ones that he acknowledged at that time that taught him. You know, your website, your show is full of information, so that's always been helpful for me. I remember looking at photos and just reading all kind of articles throughout the years, YouTube, books. You know, I went hands-on. I went to workshops. I honestly think I obsessed about learning. So if it was out there, I probably looked at it, read it, you know. But, yeah, find a mentor. Mentors have been very helpful for me along over the years.
By dabbling in the psychic realm, Erica, is it dangerous for some? Do they open up a portal of evil? What's it like?
Well, you know, that's a struggle that I had. You know, most people don't know that psychics can be Christian. You know, I believe in God. And so it was a very difficult step to kind of, you know, because society says, hey, this is wrong. This is anti-Christian or anti-religion. You're going to open some portal. The next thing you know, you're going to be possessed like all the movies. You know, and so that was a fear for me. So what I did was I kind of just remembered that I was born this way. I believe in God. I do believe that, you know, psychic intuition can have a research, a scientific background. So I just kind of took the leap of faith and prayed about it and asked God to guide me. And here I am years later doing the same thing. But, yeah, there are many misconceptions about it being evil. And it just simply isn't. It's really more love than anything.
Do you have a preference rather to be psychic or psychic medium?
Well, I do psychic readings, so that's the love, relationship, career. But I think I'm more known for mediumship, that connection to relaying messages from people that they've lost. But, you know, one of the things I also like to do is empower people, too, and let them know that they can see the signs from heaven, because signs are everywhere.
Erica, what might be one of the most profound things that you've heard from the other side that you can tell us?
Let me say, there has just been crazy things. I attend, or I do a lot of ghost hunting events here in Pensacola where I live. And just recently, I mean, there's so many. Sometimes I just say, how could I make this up? But just one recently, I had a lady and her husband that were on the tour. And, you know, it was just such a wonderful experience because they come here to ghost hunt. And then the mom came through and I said, you know, your mom is here talking to me and she's showing me the water and dolphins. And she says that she loves you and she was hard on you. And the lady just started to cry. And what I did not know after I relayed all those messages is they were in town to actually, mom had died recently and they were in town only to place her cremation in the water. And so it was just a healing thing because they hadn't had the best relationship. And we remarked, how did your mom bring you to Pensacola? Because I think she was from Ohio. I said, how did your mom bring you way to Pensacola, Florida, to meet this little chocolate medium to tell you this message? I said, you know, love is just, it just never dies, does it? And she really wanted you to be healed. And it was a wonderful, moving experience for both of us.
That's incredible. And in terms of being a psychic medium, it seems like events that occur kick up more psychic abilities in people who never even knew they had. I'm going to use 9/11 as an example. So many people felt something weird, strange. Not everybody knew what was happening, but they felt different things. What is it about big events that makes so many people psychic?
Well, honestly, I think it has a lot to do with the connection to their higher self. You know, I believe that there are a lot of angels that walk among us and ascended masters that kind of help out and pass information. So when a big, you know, event like that happens, and a lot of people die, unfortunately, you've got their loved ones, their ancestry going around, and they're just trying to help other people that might be left, you know, in the aftermath with answers and questions, you know, that they want. So let's say that angel goes to me in Pensacola or goes to you or, you know, another ancestor family member goes to someone in New York. I just feel like they're there to heal. You know, that's one of the things that they're here on Earth for, to help us walk each other home. So when you have a big event like that, you have a lot of helpers. You have a lot of spiritual helpers that are coming in masses to kind of help the aftermath, to heal, to spread love. So that's why I think a lot of people, and even going in that environment, you know, people that don't even know they're psychic, they're empathically picking up on some of the residual energies and the trauma that happened there. It kind of alerts them automatically.
And have you ever come across a situation that you felt uncomfortable with?
Most definitely. I have worked some crime scenes, and there has been a lot of times when I've been asked to go on a crime scene or a death, and sometimes it's a suicide or a homicide. And, you know, I relive the death. I'm the victim. You know, I'm being stabbed. I'm being attacked. So there are times, yes, that I have been in situations empathically that have been very uncomfortable. Waverly, in Kentucky, you know, the TB clinic, I remember going down the death chute, and it was just overwhelming, and you just feel all of the energy at one time, and I just burst out in tears. It was so overwhelming, you know, and it was a beautiful thing to be able to feel that, but such a sad trauma as well.
Are you sensing or feeling anything now, Erica?
You know, I don't really feel anything with you at this particular time. I don't. And I like to say that. That's important for psychics, too, and mediums. If you don't feel anything, say you don't feel anything. We get in trouble trying to go with ego and being right. And that's a big problem. So at this moment, I don't. But if something happens and I feel something later on throughout the show, I'll make sure I let you know, George.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
How does it come to you? In what form?
Well, a lot of times I will see someone and they'll look very familiar to me. It's their ancestor, their guides trying to get my attention. And oftentimes it's just that gut instinct that we feel, you know, something like we have a hunch or, and for me, I'll get goosebumps when I'm around somebody. So I'll say, oh gosh, some dead person is here right now. And so then I just start to hear them subtly talk to me and relay messages through clairaudience, and then I start seeing things in mind's eye and sometimes in the air, and then my clairvoyance starts. And then a lot of times it's just all the senses, the smell, the taste, the touch, all of that takes over. I am all of the clairs, so I am, you know, just basically bombarded with all this stimuli at one time.
Erica Busahaney with us. Her websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. We're going to take calls with her next hour here, and she will, might as well tell you now, she's a psychic and a psychic medium, so she will take calls broadly about just about anything. It could be a missing person, a dead person. It could be yourself, a relationship, a job. What generally do people want to know, Erica?
You know, I get a lot of people that book appointments wanting to know if their loved one is okay. It's not always just trauma death, but sometimes people are not able to say goodbye to the loved one.
The loved one who passed on, you mean?
Yes, because like during COVID, you know, there was a lot of people that passed where they weren't able to say goodbye. So a lot of times family members will just want to know, hey, you know, can they hear me? Can they see me? Do they know I love them, you know, and I needed to say this to them? And then it's just mainly the ability to feel that they can have some sense of closure to understand where they are, that they're not that far away. It's really a lot of my readings are mediumship, not necessarily love and relationship like most psychics. It's definitely, you know, where is my loved one? How are they? Those kind of questions.
Now, this is a psychological question, but it might have some psychicness to it. Why are so many people acting so bizarre, whacked out, and strange these days?
That is a great question. I honestly think that there's a lot of spiritual change in the air because there's so many things going on in the world. I have noticed that a lot of people are responding to the different stimuli, and a lot of people are having spiritual awakenings. You know, there are a lot of what I call, you know, people on earth trying to help us and assist us go home. And for some reason, because the world seems to be in such a chaotic state right now, there are all these people around just kind of saying, hey, help. And then there's also people that are dealing with, I would say through empathy, they're dealing with the traumas of everything, and it's just overwhelming. So you're having a lot of people have mental breakdowns. You know, I've seen just some crazy things recently, spiritual attacks. So yeah, I think it's not the world is ending like a lot of people might perceive. I just feel like there's so much trauma, so much hurting, that there are helpers out there, and then there are also people that are feeding off of that negativity.
You've talked about some telltale signs from heaven that would let us know that there's some things going on, like deja vu, synchronicity. What are these?
Well, so our loved ones often, our ancestry, they often give us several things to kind of let us know about signs from heaven. And so we'll see symbols, we'll feel things, we'll have, you know, symbols. Symbols could be dragonflies, symbols could be God winks, synchronicities, chills, dreams, deja vu, where you're going someplace and it looks familiar because maybe they had sent it to you in a dream. Maybe they had made it feel familiar because they needed you to know that you were in the right place. A lot of times people will have very vivid dreams that are real dreams, real interactions. Sometimes people will have premonitions. So what I found is that people's psychic ability will start in heightening if their loved one is trying to reach them, because they're trying to honestly get them to tap into their own intuition and fire me, you know, but definitely to empower them to look for the signs from heaven. But that's some of the signs. I have people tell me all the time, I walk around the house and I see pennies. Is that my loved one? Or a random feather will fly in the air. Is that my loved one? And I say, yeah, they're going to send you all kind of signs from from heaven. Look for them. They're everywhere.
Is it easy to train someone to become psychic?
Yes, because primarily it's just getting rid of the fear that society has that stops us from being psychic. And it's quieting the mind through meditation. It's praying. It's having the intent. And it's just not debunking everything that happens to you. It's recognizing those subtle signs of communication from spirit. And once you're able to quiet the mind, then spirit gives you a lot of different signs. And sometimes there's so much, me and my friends say, are we just making that a sign? Are we just making? No, they're signs, and they happen like that. So, yeah, it's very easy to teach psychic development. It's very easy to teach you to be psychic. It's a little more difficult to teach a person to have more mediumistic connections.
Where does intuition, Erica, fit into this?
Well, intuition basically is, you know, how we're born. We're born to feel, we're born to see, we're born to hear, and, you know, we can touch too, especially if you use psychometry, which is like if you wanted to really connect with grandpa that passed, you could take a shirt of his and hold it. Through prayer and meditation, a lot of times flashes of information or intuition, ESP, will come through. Oftentimes people taste things. They smell things. Smelling is very common. Clairsentient is probably going to be the empathic feeling is the easiest one to relay. But oftentimes people will say, you know, I walk around and I smell cigarette smoke, or I smell my husband's cologne. Is that him reaching out? Is that the budding of my intuition? Is that one of my intuitive gifts? And I say yes. But them to allow us to just feel our gut instinct is probably going to be the easiest form of intuition.
I smell grandma's musty house, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. I always say if they could just let me smell and taste some different foods that I like, I probably wouldn't have to eat as much as I do.
Now, you generally don't know the client when they come to you. You know, they give you their name, and that's about all you know, right?
Yes, because, you know, I always tell people when you're preparing to get a reading, less is best. You really don't want to tell them anything. I mean, that's why you're paying for a reading. And so when people come to me, all I really get is the booking. They sit in front of me, and I don't want any information. And I will say, no, I can't hear that. No, I don't want to know that. And I just basically use kind of like an automatic writing, and I just start writing things out, and messages start coming, and I just, you know, listen to what they say, and then we keep moving on. And a lot of times there's just some incredible messages of love that come through.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.